Hi, this is Siobhan Shaw, and this is the talking version of my blog, Feeling Boxed In, May 17th, 2010. I'm surrounded by boxes upon boxes as I continue to prepare to move, yet I'm starting to find my way out of the box. You know the overused saying, think outside the box? Well, I have been thinking outside the box, and it's quite liberating. I feel a sense of release. It's like I've been a jack-in-the-box all my life, stuffed inside four walls, kept down, not seeing beyond the confines of my mind I have unwittingly allowed to be put up. I've been in a position of weakness, crouched inside the box, just waiting for someone to let me out to discover what's beyond those walls. Recently, with all the work I've been doing to discover the person I was be through the Broke Wives Club, it's like someone has just lifted the lid and out I've popped. It's a little frightening, and I'm kind of shaky, but I'm starting to settle down, and I'm enjoying my newfound freedom. Unlike Jack, I'm not attached to the box, so I can explore beyond the walls. As I have made my way towards my destiny, I've been too busy either yielding to traffic, checking my rearview mirror, or stopping to ask for directions, that I never before felt like I was in the driver's seat. I am now, and there is no one navigating through life for me. I am no longer afraid to take a wrong turn or come face to face with the end of the road. I have learned to let go of the things, thoughts, people, and even places that have been blocking my route. I feel incredibly confident now about creating the life I envision in my mind. Moving for some people may simply mean going the easy route by hiring movers and stocking up on headache medication, but for me, moving has been an unexpected way to release some of the pressure that has been building up over my life. I've come to the realization that I can let go of many of my possessions and beliefs I've held on to so tightly over my lifetime. Who knew the act of moving could have created such a learning curve about life? I have come to discover that I've been living a life that society feels I should be living, the life they feel safe living. I have ignored the life I was born to lead. I've been a risk taker all my life, but when I take a risk, there's always a voice in my head that will stop me. That voice is an echo of the many times someone has put down an idea or told me I can't or I shouldn't or some total nonsense like that. I'm not the jumping out of airplanes or diving off high rocky cliffs type of adventurer, but I do thrive on the newness of the everyday, and that everyday, when it becomes mundane and routine, actually dampens my authenticity, my creativeness, and my enthusiasm for life. I am on a journey to live a life that is much more than just existing. As I close the lid on what was, I'm getting the hang of recognizing the negative thoughts and beliefs running through my mind, and now have a practice for moving on. I simply catch the negative thought and say to myself, move. I move that thought out, and it's gone from my mind. I have to do this over and over again with some of those more thoughts, mind you. It's not like snap your fingers and they dissolve into nothingness. But I achieve this by using focus. I focus on what I'm doing at that moment. If I'm driving, let's say, I may do something as simple as read the license plate on the car in front of me or run my grocery list over in my head. Anything to break the negative thoughts. Once I've successfully brought my mind into the present, I begin to imagine the future. The future I see for myself based on my desires. I draw that picture in my mind, and inevitably I find myself smiling, beaming from ear to ear, in fact. I can even feel the joy and satisfaction welling up inside of me. Now that is a move in the right direction. Before I pack it in, I want you to consider taking stock of your life. Are you living the life you've imagined for yourself? If not, pack what's not working for you away and move forward to the life you've always wanted. Do it from a desire for what it is you really want out of life, not what others want for you or what you think they expect of you. Doing that has positive ramifications that will not only affect your life, but those around you for the better. Soon I'll be off to discover new places and people, and what I'm really expecting to find? Some new attitudes. I'm sure to be sharing those experiences with you as well. So until then, this is Siobhan Shaw signing off.